So these Trump people that work for the Trump Organization, folks, they just, I mean, there's no end to it. They just fry me with some of the stuff they come up with. We're just peeling the onion. Just peeling the onion. So today, we're learning from Business Insider that Trump CFO Alan Weisselberg, who's accused of accepting $1.7 million in tax-free company perks, perks like being provided with two luxury Mercedes-Benz automobiles. Evidently, Alan Weisselberg said in the defense of those very Mercedes, he said that the commute from Long Island to New York was difficult. And they just made it so much more palatable, I can imagine. You know, sitting in the lap of luxury. It almost made him feel like there was no commute whatsoever. It was almost like psychotherapy. It's a great commercial for Mercedes. You know, this whole statement that he made, Alan Weisselberg, on behalf of these Mercedes. Now he's complaining about the commute, but on the day of his arrest, folks, evidently, what makes this whole thing a little weird is that he had been living in his Upper West Side apartment since 2005, an apartment that Donald Trump, evidently, they're saying, provided for him. So, I mean, a lot of this stuff doesn't add up, and it gives the impression of people like Alan Weisselberg sort of flailing through this whole thing, this that the prosecutors are looking into. And what really happened, it's sad in a way, folks, but what really happened to Alan Weisselberg here is that he fell for the Trump loyalty trap. It's a loyalty trap that he just fell for hook, line, and sinker. By accepting perks like the ones that I just talked about, the Mercedes, the apartment leases, the school tuition for his grandchildren, you know, all told, they say it's about $1.7 million of perks that he accepted. By accepting all of these perks, he basically fell for the Trump loyalty trap. And all of these perks, according to the prosecutors, are saying that this is a very well-orchestrated tax avoidance scheme. And Trump created a loyalty trap, making Weisselberg ironclad in his loyalty to Donald Trump. If all of this turns out to be true, and what they're saying, that he accepted the $1.7 million and all these perks and didn't pay taxes on it, it made Alan Weisselberg beholden to Trump. Because of those perks, Trump had something on him. He was a part of the problem. And I'm assuming, let's just assume for a second that there's some fishy stuff in the books of Donald Trump's company. I'm not saying that there is. I don't know. But let's just assume that there is. A loyalty trap where you get Alan Weisselberg on the hook for $1.7 million in perks that he didn't pay taxes on makes his loyalty ironclad. He's not going to talk about stuff that Trump did because of, you know, what he did. He's got his own issues, right? It's a classic loyalty trap. Of course, Alan Weisselberg could have said, I don't want these perks. I don't want the leases. I don't want the Mercedes. I don't want any of this kind of stuff. But he didn't. And as we speak, folks, prosecutors in the Manhattan DA are also looking at Matthew Calamari. And if you're familiar with who he is, evidently, he's been working for the Trump Organization for 40 years. Trump hired him after he manhandled a heckler. You're hired. I like the way you do that. And evidently, he and his son oversee surveillance of Trump properties. Calamari lives in the Trump Park Manhattan apartment. And get this, folks, he also drives a Mercedes that's leased by the Trump Organization. Now, Matthew Calamari's son also lives in an apartment building owned by the Trump company as well. Could Calamari and his son have fallen for the same Trump loyalty trap? I think we're seeing a little bit of a pattern here, folks. And it probably won't be too much longer until we learn a lot more details about the Trump Organization. We shall see.